SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
This is the San Diego Motorsports Show on AM 1170, The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on the San Diego Motorsports Show. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. This is SD Motorsports. Mark Maynard, Dave Stahl. We're going to be here for another hour. We got some folks calling in from Paris Auto Speedway. They had the motorsports event last night.
How about Long Beach Grand Prix?
The Long Beach Grand Prix was out there. And, you know, the Long Beach. And here's the sad thing about Long Beach Grand Prix. If
you sad.
Oh, before we do that, we really want, really want to thank El Cajon Ford for all their support. Because if they didn't help us out, Mark and I would be out of money and we'd be out of time. We'd be out of everything.
Well, anybody you are having as a sponsor is a business you recommend.
Absolutely. In fact, if you have any issue with any of the advertisers, all you have to do is call me at 760-715-5507. I will back you to the hilt. Trust me. El Cajon Ford, unbelievable. New, used, service. You know, they'll work on every car. Their service department is set up to work on anything.
Well, it's because they got a used car lot with every brand on it, so they got to fix it.
Not a lot of manufacturers that'll say, bring your Ford or your Chevy and your Buick into a Toyota or a Ford dealer. So hats off to them. We were going to talk about something before we went on air. Doggone it, I can't remember what it was going to be. We were talking about it off air.
Would this be about tire care?
Oh, yes. We have a young
one of our
lady,
listeners.
One of our lovely listeners, I might add. She actually spent the time to pick.
She's very meticulous.
Yes, I understand.
In her
this
car
is the
care.
Same woman.
No,
okay,
we don't
fine.
Need to go all that way.
No, it's Chris. Let's just quit messing around. It's Chris. This is the same lady that takes her car to the valet and tells the guy, where do you want me to park? Okay. So, but you know what? You got to love a woman.
Yes.
That
she is concerned. She is aware. She's alert. She WD-40s her brakes when they squeak.
I'm 3 weeks away from buying her car. That's all there is to it. Somebody's got to take that car that's going to take care of it. So what's the deal with the stones?
Well, we were talking about tire care, and she says, well, you know, when she sees a stone in her tire tread, because the car sits inside
in the garage.
She's got a little screwdriver, and she'll pop out the stone, but then she rolls the car backwards. She marks the tire with a piece of chalk, and then rolls the car backward one revolution so she can check the entire rest of the tire.
No,
and I said, you know, you probably don't need to do that, because she says she's looking for nails. She put some spin on it, saying she's looking for nails or screws stuck things in your tire that are bad. And I said, I got you.
Okay, so she's proactive, not reactive.
Absolutely.
Because most people will...
checking the air pressure. She hates doing that, but she goes back to Discount Tire and she gets them.
Oh, they'll do it for free.
Check the air pressure.
Any shop will do it. It's by law.
But I said that, you know, you're going to see stones in tires, but as it makes the revolution, a tire hits the ground, it squishes, it squirms, then you might hear that little tink, you know, as it hits your fender well. She says, I don't want stones hitting my fender well, because then it's going to be all chewed up kind of thing. That is this woman's BMW, how meticulously she has maintained it, and it is for sale.
I have a real hard time faulting her for that.
There's a certain amount of...
I understand it's a little on the anal side.
Well, and she will say, yes, I am, when it comes to... Okay, life.
This is not a comparison.
Thoroughness in how she is.
This is not a comparison to Chris any way, shape, or form. I want to prelude this.
I don't know if she's
statement.
Listening, so you're safe.
Well, just in case. But we had a lady that came into Rose Toyota. If all you folks out there remember Rose Toyota.
Oh, yeah.
In her little Toyota Corolla, and she would come in and she would want an oil change. And I know this is probably not politically correct, but I called her Crazy Mary. She came in.
To her face?
Oh, absolutely. On the PA system.
Crazy Mary, your car's ready.
No. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Crazy Mary in the house. And every technician would shudder.
Yes.
Knowing that they might get stuck with her car.
I think the BMW dealer's the same way. Yeah.
So she'd come
in. Chris.
When her car went in, it came out. She did not pay. She didn't do that.
Chris gets the same treatment.
She pulled the dipstick out. Excuse me. It's overfilled. Take it back. Do it again.
Oh, wow.
Well, it was like just a smidge over the full. In her, take it back. Do it again. So I called her Crazy Mary. Everybody knew when she came in. But tell me what, she got the best service.
They know her so well. She goes,
man. And so does Chris. Chris gets probably the best service because they go.
The cup holder in the BMW stopped functioning. So she takes it in and says, you know, fix it. What's a cup holder cost? She says, what, $100? No big deal. No, it was more like $400. So she kind of freaked at that. But that's what she does. If it doesn't work, she had the BMW dealer fix. The car has been BMW dealer maintained its entire life.
Folks, if you need a good 7 Series that has been totally
obsessively cared for,
this car is it. And when if you knew the money she wants to sell it for, folks, you'd steal it in a heartbeat.
Well, it's dumb money. Anyway.
Yeah. So anyway.
But, you know, that's the kind of things that, you know, to address.
But there's nothing wrong with that. See, that's the problem with today's society. We buy
you probably
a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 car.
And you don't do anything to it because we're accustomed to it running like a washing machine.
And then when it breaks, what a POS. Buy another one of these things.
It's going to cost you how many dollars? I'm selling the piece of junk.
So what makes the difference between maintaining a car in the 1900s between maintain a car in 2016?
Well, a lot.
But you still have to maintain them. I mean, there's still a level of maintenance. There's never been a car on the market yet you can ignore without having some issue other than maybe an electric car.
Yeah, but even those, the electronics bring in a whole other element of deterioration concern.
No, I totally get you. My only concern with Chris and her Beamer is that she doesn't drive it enough. And to let electronics sit for long periods of time is never good.
And that's a 99, I think.
Yeah, I know. My 06 Mini. I mean, I have to try to remind myself to go in.
Well, why do electronics respond to being driven? There's electronics, you know.
Well, No.
Satellites
sit on
them.
Let your computer sit off for like 6 months to a year and see if it works. Computers get. They don't like that stuff.
Oh, really?
No, they don't.
Well, you can't leave them on too long either. They don't like that.
I know. But I'm just saying, you just got to be a little careful. All right. A little bit of motorsports, since it is.
And the Dale Earnhardt Jr. sandwich was soundly.
All right. It was soundly
trounced,
defeated.
Unless you're really hungry and at the end of a road trip and there's bananas and mayonnaise and stale white bread.
It was a stale. I went and bought, and I had to buy Bimbo because I couldn't find any
Bimbo bread.
And I made sandwiches for everybody at the station, see if I could get a consensus. My wife happened to like the banana.
Well, of
mayo,
course. She probably
bread.
Eats mayonnaise and turkey sandwiches
she
too.
Didn't
on white bread.
Do it. Turkey and mayo, yeah, that sounds good. Anyway, she turned that down at first, and I said, try it. And she ate the whole sandwich. Renee. What's that?
Well, if you're a food Malia,
she
Malia
like
kid
it.
Foodie.
She's a food foodie.
You know, she doesn't like mayonnaise, and neither does her mother. Yeah, so well, that's like, but you know, mayonnaise, that's the fruit of life.
But Jeffrey, my star, hated it.
And ate the whole thing.
So I don't know
what
this
clean is. Clean plate
club. Well, he's single, you know, so what do you expect? It was a home-cooked meal as far as he was concerned.
All right, so what other food NASCAR-oriented topics?
Well, that was it. So I tried, and that failed miserably. But at least you can't say I didn't at least give it my best.
So what's going on at the Long Beach Grand Prix? We could not.
Well, the only thing I can tell you about the Long Beach Grand Prix, which is a tad sad, is the fact that the celebrity race is this is.
Oh, that's the
year.
End of it, yeah.
Well, and it's
but there's too many celebrities wanting to race.
No, it has everything to do. It has everything to do with sponsorship. They don't have a sponsor to sponsor the celebrity.
Didn't Toyota always sponsor that?
They pulled the plug.
Uh oh.
But this was kind of cool. So this year, after a 30-minute qualifying session on Friday, the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach officially awarded the 40th and final Toyota Pro Celebrity pole position to Jimmy Vassar. You know, Jimmy Vassar, he's been racing, you know, open wheel for many, many years. So he was all, I got the pole. But before he could celebrate, the officials said, let's invert the field. So they switched it, and Vassar.
So who got the pole got last? Oh, that's
Vassar
a bummer.
Started last.
And did he work his way up and win?
Well, so they inverted it. And it was especially high because what they did is they brought a bunch
Didn't
of.
That put the slower drivers up front? Isn't that like a cluster waiting to happen?
What's the point of
watching? Don't put me up front.
So a guy by the name of Doug Freegan got first. Bob Carter, Dara Torres. You won't know these guys. Adam Carolla, you know him.
Oh, yeah.
Rutledge Wood, which I knew that guy wouldn't come. Fifth. William Fechner, Dave Pessin, Alfonso Ribeiro, Rod Millen.
Rod Millen?
Rod Millen was ninth. And this is in
mechanical. Were they all FRSs?
Uh-huh. Yeah, FRSs. Ricky Schroeder, Ken Gushy, Brent Davern, Mike Skinner, NASCAR driver.
Were they swapping paint on any of those things?
Max Pappas.
Things only got, you know.
Max Pappas, 15th in the qualifying. Sean Patrick Flannery. Al Unser Jr. was 17th. Well, he had to stop for a beer. Frankie Munoz. And then Vassar, again, was 19th. And Brian Austin Green was last. So, yeah, but I don't have the finals because it just ran. Was it yesterday?
And yeah. So, all right, so I was hanging with Graham Rahal.
Yep.
With the Acura NSX to throw. Oh my God, was he? You know, I love it when you're riding with those race guys and, you know, they're chatting and, you know, their hands on the wheels and my head's like got six G's. I'm trying to hold it upright with the helmet, you know, and we're trying to. And he's just such a down home, easy going. Now, you said what happened with his ride because he was.
He's out.
What happened?
I haven't seen the actual results because it's running right as we speak, but he had gotten into a little.
It's fun to sit. You talk with those race guys, and, you know, the pressure's off. His brother was there. They're talking about the fun cars they've had in their life. Oh, you would have loved his brother. He had an S2000. It is so, you know, overpowered.
Oh, gosh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, and that's the Letterman racing team, right? Graham Rahal.
Exactly.
Rahal.
So what else is going on? Well, the Long Beach Grand Prix, like as we mentioned, is going on as we speak, and it is just... That is one wild racetrack. And they've had a ton of stuff. They had the Pirelli car series on there. They had the Long Beach Grand Prix. They had the celebrity races. They had, Robbie Gordon, his truck series.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he was there jumping and going crazy. Hey, let's take a quick break. We come back. We'll find some more stuff to talk about right here on SD Motorsports.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports right here on KCBQ, brought to you by Barona Circle Track. 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road in Lakeside, California. I think they're running next weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Check BaronaSpeedway.com, 619-669-1303. Talking a little motorsports, you know, that great interview I had last hour with Henry Ford III talking about the new Ford GT.
Supercar.
Yeah, and I mean, let's face it.
What did he say? Did you like the first Ford GT, the original?
Not really.
I didn't like it.
I've talked to a lot of people that said that thing was not what they would like it.
Supercharged 5.4. It's kind of like, yeah, it's okay, but and then all of a sudden now they're worth $400,000.
I know. I watched Barrett. Well, but you were watching Barrett, and that was the heritage car.
No, these are, you know, run of the mill, $300,000 on a run of the mill Ford GT with low miles. Whoever bought it kept it and saran wrapped it.
Weird. This particular heritage car had 1,200 miles on it.
Was that the blue and orange Golf livery? Okay.
And everybody freaks because there's no number in the.
Because it didn't race, it was a tribute, right?
But it had 1,000 miles on it. They said that was its downfall. It had too many miles on it.
1,000 miles. Can you believe it? Yeah.
Hey. Speaking of the Ford GT, I guess they're having nothing but gremlins, and more.
Well, that's how you work it out in racing, man. Put it out there, and whatever stresses.
Yeah. So I guess they've had a couple of fire issues.
Thermal events.
Yes, thermal events has been a. So they've been having their issues with it, but you know what? Doesn't bother me.
It's training. It's not going on sale for a whole next year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the interesting thing, you were asking about space in the Acura NSX.
Yeah.
There's the trunk in this, and they showed this because, the NSX is mid-engine. Aft of the engine is trunk space, 4.4 cubic feet, doesn't sound like a hell of a lot, but supposedly you can fit in two pair of golf clubs, not giant clubs, not with massive, you know, big Bertha drivers,
right?
But you can, you know, fit one this way, one that way, but short of golf clubs. Yeah. And that's $200,000. You got to take it to the country club. You got to show off, go to golfing.
Sure.
So yeah, you can fit golf clubs in there, but the better part is you got, you know, easy space in there for roll-on bags, like a, like an airline that's going to fit in the you know, the bulkhead space.
Currently. Really?
So, yeah, and that's what the Ford GT did not have. There wasn't any luggage space. You know, but then you if you spend that $500,000 or however much that car was, I forget, when it gave a quarter of a mil.
The first one?
Quarter of a mil, yeah.
No, it wasn't that much. It was only, it wasn't over 200, was it?
Yeah, it was pretty high.
I thought it was in
but
the
But then
ones.
At that level and at that time, what was that when that came out? You know, then you just have your luggage sent to the resort or whatever. But, you know, the NSX, you got trunk space. Okay, cool.
Be interesting to see what the new GT, if it's going to have trunk space.
Yeah, this is the year of the supercar. New Audi R8, NSX, Ford GT, Porsche 911, they've amped up the power in that sucker. And you know, the Lambo Huracan. Yeah, so this is, you know, and these are, you're going to sell 800 of cars, NSX. These are 200,000 and up. That's pretty thin air.
And the only reason they're able to do this is because they figured out how to get past the emissions with these high performance. Well,
you got a V-twin turbo V6 with the hybrid.
Four cylinders. I mean, ridiculous. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Michelle just says, microphone, your mic's too loud.
Whose?
I don't know. That's what Michelle said.
Mine or yours?
No, not mine. Mine's good. Michelle said,
I can't adjust that, can I?
Mark's microphone is up too loud and yours is too low. Did you hear that? Hold on a second. Say what? Oh, it's my
fault. So why is my, am I talking too close?
My wife is just critiquing, that's all. Nothing major.
That's good.
That's because I
tell her we're bringing egg crates home.
We need
home
all
for
the
her.
Help we can get. Where are my egg cartons, by the way?
You, in your car with the thank you note.
Oh, that's what was in there. I thought you brought me something to eat. Since I brought you something to eat.
Yeah, no, that's that sandwich.
Hey, did you hear
count.
Did you hear the latest? You're gonna love this. And I guess this is one of those deals where you let somebody do something and you shouldn't let them do it. So Kyle Busch, you know, he got to drive in an Indy car a couple of years ago. So now he wants to go racing. Not this year. So possibly the following year.
Kyle Busch racing in Indy.
Yeah. He wants to run an Indy car.
Does that work? Is there a translation from?
No. And he's having a real problem talking.
Finding a ride.
The coach, Gibbs. Because let's face it, that's going to cost a lot of money.
Got to let him out, you mean?
If you watched any of the Long Beach Grand Prix, and I love this guy to death, Paul Tracy.
Oh.
OMG.
Yeah.
He has been going to the peanut butter and banana sandwiches way more than he should. But he's hooked up with SVR.
Oh, wow.
And what he's going to do, they're going to have it's kind of a Brickyard Invitational for the Indy 500. So the sports car, you know, the vintage, you know, association have announced that Paul Tracy will return to compete in the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Indy Legends Charity Pro-Am during the Brickyard, June 16th to 19th. Paul is indisputably, you know, one of the all-time greats of American open wheel, if you ask him. And
but not in your book?
Well, I like the guy. He was tenacious. He really knew what he was doing. I liked the way he drove. I liked his tenacity. I mean, the guy really got after it. So they're going to do this Pro-Am, and it's going to be Tracy will compete in it for the first time. And it's going to be a 40-minute race of American Muscle cars on the Speedway. 2.43-mile Grand Prix road course. The car is going to be
at Indy. They do the road course at Indy. Yeah. That one,
1963 to 1972 vintage Corvette.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And Camaros and Mustangs, and they'll be from Group 6 from SVRA class, or no, Group 6. In addition to Tracy, early entries have included the Unser cousins, Al Jr. and Robbie, and Johnny, as well as Larry Foyt, AJ Foyt the fourth, and a special Garage 34 promoter option by NASCAR champion Bill Elliott.
Walk through that garage.
Yeah, Ray Everham, who will also share a car. Well, have you gotten your invite yet?
Uh-uh.
To the Indy 500?
I don't think I'm going.
You're not. You went last year.
Didn't get an invite.
Oh, that's why you're not going. You got invited last year.
That was the 99th year. I want to go to the 100th, too.
Oh, well. There are worse things on the planet. That's for sure.
100 years at Indy? That's not going to happen again. That's be there or
you'll be here.
Or be crying.
Really? Hey, guess who's on? Who wants to call in, maybe? Hopefully.
I don't know.
Brittany Sandoval.
Oh, what's she doing now?
She can give us a little update on Paris Auto Speedway. But we also got Chris Holt is on the line, and Chris Holt is calling in lieu of Scott Delosio. Chris Holt will be calling, and he'll probably talk about last night as well, and also the Night of Destruction. So we'll definitely look forward to chatting with him as well. Also, it just looks like in the IndyCar series that I guess Rossi was the first time he had driven there. He was a little freaked out because he said it was like two wide, three wide, four wide, eight wide.
Oh,
yeah. So he was not,
not my favorite place to be.
Pretty freaky. Pretty freaky. And then what else have we got for you? The only other news I had that was kind of interesting, Stenhouse lost his key pit crewman in an injury.
Now, who's Stenhouse?
He races NASCAR. His rear tire changer, Joe Moore of the Roush Fenway, number 17 team. He'll be out the majority of the season after tearing the labrum on his right shoulder during the first stop at Martinsville.
I don't know what that we need a nurse to tell us what the labrum is.
Well, you've got something like that probably messed up on you.
Oh, of course. You get older, everything gets messed up.
Yeah, well, not me, man. I got everything still
working. You know, the fun thing at that Acura NSX driving on the racetrack.
Oh, yeah. How did you get in and out of the race car?
It was easy because, you know, the doors are huge. That's why. But I tell the race guys who sit in the passenger seat to make you go fast, I said, the biggest problem you're going to do is make me go faster.
That's the truth.
So in one of the race drivers, the last car, by then, you know, I've had eight laps around.
Yeah,
so you know the turns on the course. You're feeling a little better. You got the braking dialed in. You know how hard to hit.
Get a little more froggier.
So, you know, and I'm with I got to get his name. He was awesome. But he was one of these. He was, I could just sense his frustration because he would reach over. He's talking, you know, got to get that speed up. Go, go, go. Pour it. Put to the floor. My foot is, you know, that back straight. You come out of that last quarter, you nail it. And that was the thing on this car. It's so refined that, you know, I was heavy-handed in the steering, heavy-handed in the braking. But by the, you know, you're starting your...
Starting to glide.
You get in there and you nail it. Go, go, go. And then you're coming up. You got braking cones down at the end. Starts at 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Brake, 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 hard, lift, turn. And he's reaching over with his left hand. And he's you know, getting a little more turn in on the wheel. And he just barely hits apex. Go, 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 hard, all
so
the way.
So did you just
it.
Reach over and slap him and
no,
say, shut
Mom,
up.
Hold on. He's telling me, I want to feel this car. He's like, okay, buddy, we're going.
Well, here, let me pull over. We're let cooking. You get behind the wheel.
So we're hitting a 125 down the front straight, 135 on the back, and thank God those are 15-inch carbon ceramic brakes on there.
And that's just the brakes, folks. The tires are even bigger. Hey, let's take a quick break. We come back. We got more right here on SD Motorsports. We got a special guest sitting in the wings as we speak, Mr. Chris Holt. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi folks, Dave Stahl here for my friends at San Diego Auto Repair Care, a group of Napa Auto Care Centers that provide quality auto repair in the San Diego area. When you drive, almost all decisions you make are influenced by one thing, your ability to see clearly. So with inclement weather ahead, now's the time to go to SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com for a great deal on wiper blades and headlamps. Now through December 31st, 2015, buy one, get one free on Napa wiper blades and headlamps. Have one Napa wiper blade or headlamp installed and receive the second blade or lamp free. Before you head out for the holidays, go to SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com for great savings and more visibility. At San Diego Auto Repair Care, you will experience the family quality service you'll tell your friends about. Hey, safe travels from our family to yours. Visit SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com. That's SanDiegoAutoRepairCare.com. Hey, even your dad would trust these guys.
AM 1170 The Answer and AM 1170 TheAnswer.com.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports. That's Iron Horse, in case you're wondering. 49 Merc with white walls.
You need that ringtone.
I know, I should, shouldn't I? Hey, we got Chris Holt on the line. Why? Because Paris Auto Speedway is sponsoring this segment, and they were nice enough to reach out to Chris and talk about what happened last night. Hey, Chris, how's it going, bud?
Hi, Dave. It's doing great.
Did you have a good time last night?
We actually did. A lot to talk about. I don't know how much time we got, but
you got 15 minutes, so rock on, brother.
It would start with bad weather, a lot of wind, and wind will take the moisture out of the racetrack right away.
Dusty.
So we had that battle going on. Donnie's an expert. They worked the track, and wind finally went down, turned into a great racetrack, great night of racing.
Excellent. I never, it's funny you should say that because I just came from LA from a press event and I stopped in Temecula.
Did you go to Texas Lills?
I was going to go to Texas Lills, but the wind was so rampant. I could not believe it. So, All right. But so the wind calmed down and what kind of a night did you guys have?
It turned into a good night. Darren Pittman, World of Outlaws, won his third main event there with the World of Outlaws. We also had the USAC CRA Series. We had the Young Guns. And then we had the Senior Division. Eddie Tafoya, won his first ever main event. Then we had the Young Guns, little girl, Courtney Crone. She smoked them. I mean,
wow.
She was unstoppable, and that's not all of the story. Second place, also a young lady out of Ventura area, Hannah Mayhew. So we got two girls, first and second, in the Young Guns, and they're not messing around. I mean, these girls are racing hard. Then we had the upset of the night when Mr. Hodges came up coming out of turn four and took the win away from Damian Gardner, and Damian was there everything he could to win a race for their car owner that just passed away. So it was an exciting night all the way around.
My. So,
fans were on their feet.
And from what I've seen on the web, it looked like the place was packed.
Yeah, it really was. It was a busy night, great grandstand crowd, and really good fans too. By the way, they were cheering, they were, up and down hollering all night. So, and Parker Colston, one of the young kids that was a rookie of the year, he came out and set fast time. Then didn't make it through the transfer in the heat, put him in the B main and won the B main event. So, doing good in the main, and then he had a mechanical problem.
Yeah, you know, that little gremlin gets up and jumps you. That is excellent, though. I mean, it's just, it's such a great, God, I wish I could have made it up there, but I had to get up early to do TV, and I just couldn't pull myself together, but I sure wish I could have. That would have been great.
Well, we got a lot of races coming up. Salute India, May 28th, that is the next sprint car race. Then coming up here pretty quick, we got night two. It's called actually Night of Destruction 2 with the Democross Figure 8s. Stock cars back out on May 14th, then May 21st. Again, another Night of Destruction, Night of Destruction 3. And these Night of Destructions are packed in the grandstands. Literally, they're standing room only.
Wow.
Man, that's great.
No, it really is. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So, gosh. And the thing about that is, I mean, nothing could be more family than that, let me tell you, than the Night of Destruction.
Oh, the kids love it. You know, they come out with trailers and figure eight races where the lead car actually has to have a trailer,
right,
and it can have something on it. So they put on pianos, boats. they take something out of the garage.
How long does it take to fly off the trailer?
Well, the it can fly off, but to qualify for the win, the trailer still has to be attached.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, that's the other thing. It's a couple little pit maneuvers and going on, and
yeah.
You know, people are trying to knock each other's trailer off. They have motorhomes out there.
I was going to say
jet skis. I mean, it's just crazy. It goes on all night like that.
I know. It is such a blast to be up there, I tell you. I know
there's a motorhome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they don't know. I mean, dude, they'll race
like
anything.
A Class A diesel pusher kind or a Class C, the cab
well,
over.
They have these different divisions, and you can run anything. It's insane.
It's totally insane.
Wouldn't you love to do a demo derby in a motorhome?
In a heartbeat. I'd have you in the back cooking, and I'd be hauling freight, dude. I'm telling you.
Be handing sandwiches out the door as we go by, distract somebody, then take them out.
Well, if that's not enough for you, they have where they take two cars, chain them together, and run them on a figure eight course.
Yeah, I know.
That's back to back, they chain them together like that?
It's a team. So one team will have two cars chained together, the next team, two cars chained together. And so the guy in the front, he has to depend on the guy in the back, and the guy in the back has to trust the guy in the front. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the guy in the front has no brakes, right? Or is it the guy in the back?
You know, they have these rules. I'm not so sure that everybody
follows them.
Goes by the rules.
No, that would never work. Can you imagine Dave and I chained together?
It would be ugly.
Oh, God.
It would be ugly. Well, I always thought the train race was a good idea, and I'd be in the front, and you'd be all the way in the back.
Yeah, you would love that.
But I just didn't think I could talk you into it.
Smart guy.
But, you know, isn't it ironic, Chris, that, you know, when you have, you know, when everybody knows there's going to be a lot of crashing and burning and rollovers.
That's the best part, yeah.
Everybody shows.
Well, you know, we're getting good crowds all the way across. You know, the sprint cars, that's serious racing. They do have some crashes. They had a couple last night it looked pretty devastating, but the drivers walked away. But there was a lot of equipment destroyed last night.
But you can thank the safety crews for that. I mean, the cars, the way they're built, and the rules and the regulations. I mean, Damian Gardner, for God's sake, got his car hanging up in the fence. And he almost killed himself trying to get it down by cutting the tie rod, you know, so it fell off the fence. But, I mean, the safety factor is, I guess, the biggest thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one thing that Donnie Kazarian over there, he's pretty serious about the safety.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We have the absolute best. I mean, these guys are actual, real, honest-to-goodness firemen.
Yep.
They're paramedics.
Yep.
They're actually working on the job there, protecting the drivers and the fans. You couldn't get a better crew out there.
No, you're absolutely right. And dedicated, I mean, to the wall. And that's what I like about Paris Auto Speedway. I mean, it's really a class act.
Yeah.
I just wish it was next door to my house.
Yeah, me too. It's an hour and a half.
Mine's two. Thank you very much. Depending on traffic.
Yeah.
So,
well, we've got fans that come from all over the place and crew members. You know, talking about this little girl, Courtney Crone, that won the race. One of the crew members is she's actually driven a race car once in a while, and she drove all the way from Tucson to work on the car, and then after the race drove all the way home to work today at her regular job.
Wow.
So yeah, we got folks coming in from all over the place.
That's passionate.
Well, and it is. Yeah. It's truly passionate. Well, there was one young lady. I thought I had her on my Facebook, but. She had an age issue. She wasn't going to be able to drive. And I don't know. And her name was Corey.
Corey Andrews. You know, she was so heartbroken.
Did
so well in the lightning sprints. And I don't think it was age. I think it was more experience. I didn't get the story, but it was actually the World of Outlaws that said that.
Yeah, the World of Outlaws said, no, you don't have enough experience to do it. And she was devastated.
Right. So they were going to let her go out on the racetrack and run some runs.
Okay.
But then. Her dad decided to enter the car with the World of Outlaws, and he qualified it.
Oh.
So that made it an entered car with him as the driver, and it turned around. I don't know if it's insurance. I didn't hear the whole story, but they wouldn't allow her to go back on the track to do some, demonstration laps. I was looking forward to it because this little Corey Andrews, she's hot. She's good. She's beautiful, too. But
Well, besides that, no, I reached out to her. I told her, I said, if you wanted to talk about it, you're more than welcome to call in today. But, you know, being the class act that she is, I'm sure she's just going to, you know, wait till she gets to the age that she can drive.
How old is she?
She was only...
Well, she's of age. She's about 20. They just want to see her do some more
experience.
Well, there you go. Hey, you know what? The last thing you want to do is you don't want to see that young lady get wadded up.
Yeah.
And let's face it, experience is experience is experience. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, this is not F1 where you can write a check and get a car. You know, this is one where we want you to walk away and
everybody else to walk away.
Exactly. In this industry,
well, her family has really put a lot of effort and time. You know, they came in an open wheel trailer, basically, with a pristine, beautiful race car. She'll get it. She'll get in there. She won't give up.
Yeah, it's not the end.
Afraid of that thing.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world. I haven't told you. Know, I mean, it's like you and I, Chris. I mean, you know, when you knew something was coming up and you wanted to do it, I mean, you wanted it to happen now, not 3 weeks from now. And that, right. And the closer you get, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
She'll do fine.
I felt bad for her.
I did too. But I kind of had a feeling that was where it was. I mean, if I was the World of Outlaws, I wouldn't have probably allowed it either. Because the last thing you knew is, one, hurt her and hurt the series. Because it doesn't take much to hurt a series. I mean, nowadays with enough lawyers and, you know, social media.
I didn't ever hear the actual explanation why. Personally, I felt she could handle it.
Well, I'm sure she could too. Yeah. But I don't think the World of Outlaws really knew her. You know, only because she doesn't run the series with them. So you know, but she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Well, they're in for a surprise when she gets in there.
I know.
She'll run up there. She's not afraid of them, them guys, and she's actually got talent.
I know, and that's scary. Well, that usually scares people too when you got talent. All right, Chris. Hey, thanks a lot for calling in. You're making a great sub for Scott Delosio, but don't tell him or you'll be calling in every Sunday. Trust me.
Hey, nobody's as good as Scott.
You got that right, buddy. All right, thanks a lot. Chris Holt from Paris Auto Speedway. Thanks, buddy.
Dave.
All right, we're going to take a small break. Hey, and we've got... God, I wrote it
Brittany
down.
Sandoval.
Brittany Sandoval on the line. She's going to give us her input. She was hunting me down last night, but unfortunately, I was not there, and I feel bad about it. But, hey, we'll be right back with Brittany Sandoval and KCBQ AM 1170, Dave Stahl, Mark Maynard on The Answer.
On the day I was born, the nurses all...
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Looked into your eyes, and something was as wrong as if the sun forgot to rise. I picked up a roadmap and a
okay, welcome back to this SD Motorsport trying to pitch my Dale Earnhardt Jr. Sammy. I know Brittany would eat it.
You just like
no, Brittany
subject
would,
us.
Brittany would eat it. I'm telling you. But this segment is brought to you by
politely.
Certified Car Care, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Sandy. Need to get your engine dyno pulled. Take it down there. Tell them you heard it on KCBQ. You get a free dyno pull. All right, Brittany. Are you there, Brittany?
Are you there?
Yeah. I am here.
Would you not eat
a Dale Earnhardt Jr. specialty sandwich?
Which is white bread, sliced banana, and mayonnaise.
I would. I mean, didn't Elvis Presley love the banana and peanut butter?
That's different.
Yeah, but not peanut butter. This is what Dale likes. He likes mayo, banana, and bread. White bread. I even had to go find white bread. I bought Bimbo white bread.
Well, you know me. I'll try anything.
Well, they threw four. I brought five or six of them in. Oh, I just got another down. Okay, so out of the six, I've got five no-shows.
And you didn't even finish yours. So.
Well, I've had mine before. I liked mine. But anyway, so hey, you were at the races last night. Sorry I missed
Barona.
You. If I'd have known, I'd have rode up with you. It's only 2.5 hours from my house.
Yeah, it was a late night. Very late night.
And I have Lane KUSI in the morning, so, you know, they're hot.
No,
tell me.
Where was Brittany racing?
She didn't race.
No.
She was spectating. right?
Yeah, I went and checked out the Outlaw. Yeah, the World
of
Outlaw.
Oh, okay.
My crew and I went up there.
And?
Kind of a last second. And, wow, I'd never been there. That's a beautiful facility.
Oh, you've never been there?
No. I went to go check it out. Now that they run dwarf cars, it was, you know, I kind of wanted to check out the track. Mm-hmm. That looks fun. My crew chief already said, we need to bring you up here.
Yeah. There's four letters for that track. F-A-S-T.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It looked a little banked.
Is it?
Slight bank to it?
Yeah. I tell you what, next time you want to go, I mean, did you go in the pits?
No.
All right. Well, next time you go, let me know. I'll get passes and we can go into the pits and I'll let you walk the track and I'm sure we can. Seriously, just next time there's a race and you want to, because the only reason I don't go is because I hate driving up by myself. So if you ever need...
I had a car full of people. My whole... Yeah. We had a good time.
And I'm driving a Range Rover, you know. So that would have fit perfectly.
Cruise mobile.
Yeah. But that is such a track. And you know, can't take nothing away from Barona. Barona's a great little track. But boy, once you strap on Paris, you will have a new experience, my dear.
Yeah, you know, having never been there, the facility was beautiful. The announcing was great, too, because they gave a lot of backstory.
Yeah. That's Scott DeLosio.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, there was number 55 from El Cajon and number 69 from Ramona. So I was able, yay. And, you know, it's a little hard to hear, of course, sometimes, but it's really cool. And in the interviews, you know, oh, my gosh, Chris mentioned Courtney Crone.
Oh, my God.
What a little inspiration. Holy cow. That girl has a need for speed. But they did an interview, and she talked about her coach instructing patience. And what a smart driver she was, and she was changing up her life. It's not like she just turned 15.
Oh, whoa.
Well, you should have listened to the first show. I'll send it to you just for the hay of it. We had a little girl on. She's 9 years old.
She has a little foodie.
She has
kid foodie.
Four businesses. Dude, she's 9 years old. Isn't that what you teach? Don't you teach?
I get the teenagers, 13, 14.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
A little jaded by then.
Delinquents.
Yeah, delinquents. Tie them up. Put a chain on them. So where are you racing next?
Next week at Barona. Absolutely. We're going on. The weather's looking good.
Maybe I'll drag Maynard out. Next, are you gone?
No, I'm around. I might be available.
Come on, I'll drive
next
you.
Next Saturday, I might be able to.
We'll give Brittany some luck.
Yeah,
she'll kick butt. Because this will be—is this your first time on this car?
Yes, it will be.
Oh, good.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, I can't wait. I can hardly wait. Poor students. By Friday, I'm going to be running around the classroom. Gosh. Get out. It's time to go to practice.
I wish I was your student because, man, I bet you I could get done. I wouldn't have to take tests.
No detention today. No. Get out of here.
Bring Dirt Track Racer magazine in instead of an apple. Oh, my God. This is the best. Hopefully your kids aren't listening. If you start seeing magazines coming in on Monday, then you'll know what happened. So Beans, this was your first time. That was kind of cool because, I mean, it's a track that you'll definitely want to, you know, go back to, if nothing else, to spectate, but also race as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think I took that dirt and looked at it, and it's like, that looks good in the bank, and it's a little bit bigger, so it'll be a little bit faster.
Oh, yeah.
And just the racing there was great. The other kid, that Josh Hodges.
Oh, yeah.
The guy started in 15th. I think he was in the main B to qualify for the main A and won that. But 15th start and to just not give up and pass that poor guy at the very end. He pretty much, the other guy, number two, led it pretty much the whole time. And to just, he didn't back down.
Was that Damian Gardner?
Yeah, I think that was a cross.
You know much about Damian?
I don't.
He is wild. And for him to lose is never good. And Damian.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, he also has, are you ready for this? He took a sprint car to Bonneville.
Oh.
And that would be scary.
It was. And he has the fastest sprint car to ever run at Bonneville.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Do we have a mileage on that? Do we have it per hour?
You know, I don't know what it is right off, but if you just Google Damian Gardner Bonneville, you'll see all the. And it was a bone stock. I mean, it was a sprint car, but he took and, you know, of course, it's got panels on and everything for aerodynamics. But no, that he also hung his car up on the backstretch at Paris and literally hung it up in the fence and wanted to race so bad. He crawled up the fence and broke the tie rod so it would cut, and it came down, almost killed him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he is a definitely a gearhead. So that was smart.
He was fearless last night because I saw him getting a little wobbly right next to the wall, and he didn't give up. He may have lost a couple of feet. The second place guy at the time caught up a little bit, but that kid was fun to watch from the start. He just took off. In fact, I think, I might be thinking about the Outlaws first place. Lapped it. The first five guys, I think, lapped the guys two times, like not once, but twice. But that was fun racing. Long night due to the wind. But, the track announcer was nice enough to explain, we're sorry for the late start, but the wind is drying out the track, and we're trying really for the racers to give you good racing. So it all made sense. I didn't hear any grumbling out there with the spectators.
Well, and Scott Delosio, he's your announcer. He's the one that's been up there. And you're right. He does such a phenomenal job. I mean, he calls in every Sunday at 3:30 and usually fills us in as to what happened. But no, that's one thing nice about, anybody go to a racetrack, but when you can get involved with the announcer and the announcer gets involved with you, it just makes all that even that much better.
Yeah, our very own Dirt Dude's really starting to get to know people, too. I mean, I'm new to the whole scene, but I'm seeing him proactively getting to know us. And it just gets more investment for the spectator.
So how'd you like the food? Did you eat anything up there? Because the food's pretty good.
I did. I had a chili cheese dog, not knowing what a big old pool they were going to. I should have brought a fork, a knife, a bib. I ate the whole thing. I have no shame.
Girl, you ain't that big. You're just a little thing. How could you do this? Must be down your left leg.
I ate it like no one was looking.
Have you ever noticed that food at a racetrack is always better than anywhere else?
Yeah, or people won't agree with me probably, but even on an airplane, when you're so limited on your selection, I will lick my fingers at the end. I'm like, those are the best peanuts I ever had.
I'm never hungry on an airplane until I smell the food cart, and then it takes forever to get to me, and I'm ravenous.
Yeah.
But that's why I always
do. So, hey, you going to try that Dale Earnhardt Jr. sandwich?
I would, definitely. Yeah. Now you're asking if I'm going to make it?
Well, you have
to. Go ahead.
You're going to have to waste a loaf of bread, because that's what I ended up doing. Because I don't normally eat white
bananas
bread.
Bananas and mayonnaise, come on.
And it's worth a try.
There you go, girl after my own.
If somebody loves it, they love it for a reason. And, all these maple bacon donuts, that's like a hot thing now.
You wouldn't have thought
about that at first.
Yeah.
There's some yin and yang, to that salty.
Yeah,
sweet.
But I was totally depressed that all
this is like three-layer, triple bland.
But five sandwiches failed and went in the trash.
I'm sorry.
I hate the waste food.
But you know what? If it was at the racetrack and you had nothing else to eat, you'd love
everybody. And if you promoted that as a Dale Earnhardt Jr. sandwich of the night, it'd go crazy.
It probably would if somebody put it in the concession stand and sold him for $5 a Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, I want to thank you for filling in our last 15 minutes. You're an absolute sweetheart.
Oh, my pleasure. It was just exciting racing,
And Paris will love you for it, because that's what we need. We need people other than ourselves to tell everybody how wonderful Paris Auto Speedway is. And if you're a gearhead, you do need to take time out of your race schedule and take a run up there. Check it out. You did, and you were smart by bringing your crew chief. Boy, you are really smart.
Yeah, he was excited. And, and it's right off the freeway, too.
Yeah.
Not have ever been there. It wasn't that hard. Just flew up to 15, 215, and we're good.
All right, Sunshine. Thank you very much. I'll send you this show. You can put it in your archives, and we'll talk to you down the road, darling.
Yeah, you guys have a great week.
Yay, Brittany.
All right, we're out of here, folks. Dave, we are SD Motorsports.
I'm starving.
SD Motorsports on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Love Radio Network.